This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Big beards, sleeves of tattoos, dark sunglasses, a bold fashion statement, to say the least. I suppose you see a dude like this, you say, well, what's the message here? I'm tough, I'm bad, not to be messed with. It also says I am who I am, and I don't care what you think of me. Well, wait a minute. Maybe that's not fair, because some of them do care what you think of them. And they know what you're thinking, too. Indeed, that's why a group of men from Corpus Christi have launched a campaign to try to change the negative notions you may have of them. They call themselves the Hairy Hooligans. Johnny Rodriguez founded the group. Mr. Rodriguez, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What prompted you to come up with the idea in the first place for a group called the Hairy Hooligans? You saw a lot of you gathering around one day and said, hey, man, I hate how people look at us.
One day, I was contacted. I had just started growing my beard out. I was contacted by a beard oil company, a local beard oil company, and Dirty Dog Beard Oil was having a photo shoot. Well, we all went out over there. I'd never met any of the guys before, and it was just random people in the city showing up for this photo shoot. So we showed up, and after being there for a few minutes, we started talking. And I, you know, just off the top of my head, I mentioned, you know, hey, what if we had a group, man? Like, you know, the beard, it has its own little, I mean, there's its own little world. They have competitions and everything, but you see a family, you see a group of people, you see friends. So I brought it up to the guys thinking, oh, nothing's going to happen. I'd never met these guys before. And all of a sudden, it's like a whole bunch of them are like, yeah, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Well, a few weeks went by and I posted on Facebook, hey, if I were to start a facial hair club here in Corpus, would anybody be interested? Man, I got response right away. yeah, I really didn't think I would get the responses I got.
So, Johnny, let's back up for just a moment. If you wanted to say something to the non-bearded, non-tattooed population as a whole, here's your opportunity. What would you say to present yourselves in a better light?
Man, like no matter what group you see, there, you know, no matter the demographic, no matter the population of whatever group you're associated with. You know, unfortunately, people like to group people nowadays. They stereotype people. Not all people are bad, especially people riding motorcycles, tattoos, beards, gauges. Just like the guys in our group, a lot of us, you see us and you'd be scared, probably go the other way. And in reality, the guys in my group, man, we're some of the most down-to-earth family guys. When we get together, you see, our club is family oriented. We get together, you know, the guys will have the kids, the wives, us will be there. It's just a big extended family. We're family guys. We like to give back to our community. I mean, that's our thing.
And beards are your thing too.
Oh yeah, beards. I mean, that's our main thing, but that's a given. Besides that, it's, you know, we're promoting a positive image for guys like us.
You know, I have to ask one more question. Why not just shave off the beard? I mean, you know, if you're concerned about the way that you appear, right? You know, you probably can't erase the tattoos. That'd be a little bit more difficult. But, you know, you cut the hair, shave the beard. You know, that's what a lot of people do just so that they put out there a certain image of themselves.
Man, it goes back to when I was young. Growing up, I was always what you'd consider a metalhead. But I played sports in school and everything. I had gauges in my ears and stuff like that. And I would always have people tell me, oh, well, if you don't like the way people stare at you, you don't like being stereotyped, then take them out. My thing to that was, I'm going to be me. That's me. This is what I like. It's my body. I'm going to be me. Everybody to each his own. Just because an appearance, just because someone listens to different music or somebody looks different, it doesn't make them a bad person.
Johnny Rodriguez is the founder of the Hairy Hooligans, a group hoping to reverse some of the negative stereotypes we have about bearded, tattooed guys. Johnny, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.